This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Mitch Nowakowski is with us on the WBEN, Trocare College Lifeline, Fillmore District Council member. We're looking at AMR response time. It's back in the spotlight again in Buffalo. Mitch, it's been several months since we looked at this. Is there an update? Has anything changed on this?
Well, hello, Brian and Susan, and good morning. And yes, there has been. So I've been working throughout the months with the chief medical officer and AMR on how we can improve times. And there is a proposal for a program called nurse navigation. So yesterday in committee, the fire commissioner estimates that there's about 75,000 calls that go to the emergency line every year. And about one third of those calls are significant enough and high priority enough to send an ambulance, where about, you know, two-thirds of it could, those calls could be diverted because they're low priority. Sometimes, you know, when I've traveled to the 911 center, sometimes seniors call that number to help open medication. Sometimes it's could be a panic attack or something that's could be diverted where an ambulance isn't needed. So nurse navigation could be implemented in the city at no cost to the city that AMR would pay for. And this diversion program would help alleviate the strain and the stress on the need for ambulances. So we could see a program that could potentially see a better response time in ambulances as these calls are diverted to professionals and trained medical professionals to help alleviate the strain.
So this nurse navigation program, it would basically be, you know, I'm thinking of when I call into the doctor's office for one of my kids, you speak to the nurse and they like give you the green light or red light of whether or not to go in to the doctor's office. Is that kind of the same idea, but instead we're talking about sending an ambulance?
Yeah, so when the caller comes in, maybe the call could be diverted to say, hey, do you need to go to urgent care? Or, could, you know, if this is transportation related, they could transfer you to services to better, you know, transfer you to your doctor's office. Or sometimes it's even just getting a ride to the doctor's office. You know, the amount of calls I was stunned that came into 911, you know, yes, everyone is in need and people feel that, you know, sometimes, you know, there's an exact emergency and it's an emergency to them, but maybe not one that requires an ambulance. And so when, you know, those an ambulance goes to those low priority calls, it takes that equipment and it takes those EMS workers to that call instead of, you know, the higher priority calls of somebody that, you know, could potentially be facing, you know, a medical emergency that really requires an ambulance. And a lot of it comes down to response time because of the, you know, the allocation of resources and ambulances around the city. So by diverting some of these calls that could be taken care of by nurse navigation, it thus, you know, alleviates the strain on, you know, needing ambulance services so that it can go to higher priority calls.
I was surprised to hear you say that there's no cost to the city. How is that possible?
You know, that's a good question. So AMR, you know, even, you know, admits that, you know, the high cost of, you know, of low priority calls to them, you know, thus hurts their operation as well. So they see it as a cost benefit to them so that they can then go to higher priority calls that actually need treatment and be transported to the hospital. So I think that they've even, you know, come to the table and realized that, okay, this is a strain on response time that city officials, you know, want, you know, ambulances to go to their constituents of high priority. But I think that they're seeing it on their end too, how significant the cost is to them to go to low priority calls that could be handled, you know, rather efficiently over the phone.
It's an interesting idea. And the other thing that kind of pops into my head, though, is every time we talk about a hospital system or something, they've always talked about the shortage in nurses. I mean, is there enough, interest out there for this to actually happen? Are there enough nurses to actually work the lines for this to be able to happen? Have we looked into any of that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And they even bring up, you know, the total stress on the entire healthcare. You know, there's a shortage in doctors and nurses and paratransit riders, EMS workers in this field. And so that's why the allocation of resources is so important. But they do have the program that is working quite successfully in Rochester so that they believe that they can replicate it here in the city of Buffalo. And so they believe that they can be able to do that. But you know, when, you know, I think the most shocking thing is taking a tour of the 911 center and Central Police Services in downtown Buffalo and to see, you know, how vulnerable really people are living day to day. You know, the calls that come in could be, you know, I don't know, I'm lost somewhere geographically, or, you know, look, I'm looking for a ride, or I need food, or a senior that needs help just with, you know, basic caretaking, and they call 911 because it's just a number that we're all programmed to know, like the back of our hand, one since we're babies. But those calls have a real person on the other line. You know, that's, you know, a full-time job to be able to not only diagnose those calls, but then transfer them to the right people. And I think now, I think a lot of people are waking up and saying, wait a minute, you know, we don't need to send an ambulance necessarily to this situation. We can handle this with, you know, somebody talking it through with somebody and providing resources just right over the phone.
How soon could this begin, Mitch?
So I, one thing, don't want this to die in bureaucracy of City Hall. So yesterday in Finance Committee, I say that there's going to be a 60-term return date that I'd be, you know, go circling back to this. I have talked to Mayor Scanlon. He is supportive of this. And I just basically said, I don't want nurse navigation to be a bargaining chip to settle the contract with AMR. We need to get this done. You know, we need to, you know, my bottom line is to get people, you know, healthy and safe and make sure that emergency services are top quality in the city. So I believe that this could be done in a few months. Commissioner Rinaldo did state that, look, if we can't get this, that they're going to try to get it in the next AMR contract, but that they can do this simultaneously, even if AMR is operating without a contract, because I don't want to get this as a bargaining chip when, you know, people could truly be, you know, benefiting from this program and then alleviating the strain on ambulances to go to really high priority calls, because this started when I was actually by my constituents, business owners in Larkinville actually approached me when I was out one night and said, look, you know, I had somebody that had, you know, a medical emergency and we didn't get an ambulance for 40 minutes. And that's terrifying when somebody goes down and you're calling 911 and you're not getting service for a long duration of time. It's probably the scariest time in your life. So I've really taken this approach to getting something done.
Well, Mitch, we thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Mitch Nowakowski, Buffalo Common Council member, giving us an update on the AMR situation in the city.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.